Hello, this is Youssef Kerkor, and I have chosen a piece from a play called Impassioned Embraces by John Pellmeyer. And it's a collection of one-act plays, really, but really interestingly done. And the piece I've chosen is from the one-act called On Forgetting. And I love it because there are parts of the monologue that have a blank space that you're supposed to fill in with your own details and your own details from your own life. And in this play, this long monologue really, an actor runs on stage with a trickle of blood on their forehead, and you're not quite sure what's going on, but then they begin talking. So this is On Forgetting by John Pellmeyer. I remember when I was 12, I saw this movie about a guy who was hit on the head with a brick. He was walking down the street and a pigeon knocked this brick off the edge of this old building and it fell and hit him on the head. And when he woke up, he couldn't remember who he was or who he was married to or anything. And he wandered all over the city looking for clues, and each day he forgot a little more, like what country this was or how to add and subtract. And on Tuesday he forgot how to tie his shoes, and on Friday he walked out into the street and blam! He was hit by a car because he forgot to look. And he lay in the street looking up to heaven and the crowd of people around him staring down, and his last words were, sorry, it'll come to me. Let me start over. In my dressing room, there's this this water pipe separating the men's side from the women's side, and the toilet is on the women's side, and this pipe is very low because the room wasn't supposed to be a dressing room to begin with. The people who built the building didn't think, well, we'll put the dressing room here. They thought this would be a bedroom building or something. People wouldn't need dressing rooms, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I heard my cue, and I thought I could make it if I ran, and I ran right into the water pipe about a minute and a half ago. You could feel the pump right here, and it would be a terrible thing to forget who you are. I was born on June 10th, 1978. In Casablanca, Morocco. My mom is a history teacher. It's important for me to remember these things because it helps me forget that in 100 years nobody will remember or care to unless I do something like, donate to the monobox or something. In which case everyone will remember me, especially school kids who get a day off to celebrate Youssef Kerkor's birthday. But this is all very unlikely. In 100 years I'll be dust or ashes or atomic rubble, and so will you. We'll all be forgotten except for a kind of representative mass of 2019 or 2020. Or in 1,000 years of the 20th century, or maybe even of the planet Earth, we'll all be grouped in with Shakespeare or Jesus, if anyone remembers who they are. Forgetting is the cornerstone of annihilation, and in this business it's worth it because we make our money by remembering what to say next. And if I forget, then Joan Iola will fire my ass.